Art, we're just getting started, and there's already a bit of controversy surrounding Robinson Cano.
Well, there was a story in the New York Daily News quoting Kevin Long, the Yankees hitting coach, where Cano had come to start him. And Long praised Cano for his work ethic and a lot of things. He just said he doesn't run out ground ball sometimes when he's an obvious out. And that got major play because Robinson Cano now is a major story in Major League Baseball. And Lloyd McClendon, the new Mariners manager, gave a very salty retort to Long for mind your own business and in words that I can't repeat here. But it was sort of a gesture on McClendon's part to put a stake in the ground to say, hey, players, I've got your backs. Then that's what new managers do to try to establish themselves and get some credibility going. And so I do think it's going to blow over, but it's part of the scrutiny that will come with everything around Robinson Cano, which will be a new thing for the Mariners to deal with.
Well, he has a contract that's for 10 years, $240 million, so that just kind of invites that type of scrutiny.
Right. And the Mariners are going to have to manage the expectations within the clubhouse and with fans and media because there's going to be so much scrutiny. Cano can avoid that trouble by running out ground balls and avoiding unnecessary controversies.
Well, speaking of Cano and the scrutiny that he is sparking, he was pretty candid for advocating for free agent slugger Nelson Cruz to join the team.
That was another thing that was interesting because he recognized the same shortcomings in the Mariner offense that everybody else has, and he spoke up about wanting the front office to pursue signing Cruz. I don't think the front office was necessarily upset, but it just adds to the pressure that the club is under to try to create a more dynamic team than the one they currently have operating in Peoria.
Well, Nelson Cruz is a good hitter, but he's not necessarily good in the outfield.
Right. That's part of the problem because Cruz is a liability in the outfield in the fashion that two newcomers are liabilities in the outfield, Logan Morrison and Corey Hart. The Mariners added these two guys for their bats, not for their fielding. The problem is the Mariners have a group of guys who are good hit, no field, and they can't hide them all in the nine positions they have.
So who are we looking at as far as there are a lot of positions that are still kind of up in the air, right?
Exactly. And that's what gives apprehension to the veteran Mariner fan as well as Robinson Cano. Right now, there are only five positions that I can see that are locked up. Cano, obviously, at second base. Kyle Seager at third base. The two starting pitchers in Hernandez and Iwakuma. And the new closer, Fernando Rodney. Everything else is in play, and that causes a lot of apprehension among fans because they don't see a team around Cano that's better than 500. And it might even be a struggle right now at this snapshot in mid-February of being even a winning team. So it's really difficult for a lot of fans to grasp this team. And unfortunately for the Mariners, the cynicism built up over 10 years of failure is a big, big mountain to climb, and they're going to need more than Cano.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Teal and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.